It is 8:21, and Diane Lowe joining us. It is Random Ramblings. Diane, it's always good to have you in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Boy, the calm today after the big storms that we saw over the weekend. Wow.
That's right. And I would just like to put a little shout out or a bug in somebody's ear here to call Mark Hopp about insurance, because we fortunately did not have any problems this time, but we have in the past, and he's been Johnny on the spot. He's been out there taking care of us. We've never had one issue that was not taken care of, and there's a lot of people who are going to wish they would have had him.
Yeah, I would imagine Mark Hopp has been very busy over the past 3, 4, 5 days.
I thought that too. He sat across the table from us this week. We were doing some other insurance stuff, and I'm thinking he probably is not sitting around a whole lot these next few days.
Nope, I bet you he is doing piles of paperwork and making lots of visits. But yeah, great guy. Definitely call Mark. Cop for all your insurance needs.
Absolutely.
So what's going on with you? We're talking turkey. Of course, Turkey Day is just over a week away now. I can't believe it.
I know. I got to get my head there because I've got all these people coming and I keep forgetting it's there and it wouldn't be so cool.
No, we're not.
One of the things I wanted to do was to share with listeners is an idea that I got a few years ago, and I don't even remember who I got it from. I wish I could say it was my idea because I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. But on Thanksgiving Day, you know, you have your turkey and you're busy cutting this turkey, and there's just such a mess when you cut the turkey. There's grease and it's just a mess.
Especially when I'm involved with a knife and a turkey.
Ugly. We don't want you there. Anyway, so what I've done the last few years is like a couple days before Thanksgiving, I will roast my turkey.
Okay.
And then I'll set it out for about a half hour or so. And then I will totally debone the whole turkey and put it in one of those aluminum pans.
Okay.
And then you pour all of the juice that you cooked your turkey with in, and you just put it in your fridge for those 2 days.
Oh, wow.
And then on Thanksgiving morning, you stick it back in the oven low so it warms up so the whole house smells like you've been making turkey all day.
Uh-huh.
And then when it's time to eat, you just pull it out and you don't have the grease, the splatter.
Oh,
and it tastes
so good
because it's so moist from soaking in that
juice. Been basting for a couple of days.
Yes, it is. And it's like, it's one of the best things that I ever discovered. And I would encourage everybody to try it. It just takes a lot of pressure.
What a cool idea.
Off.
That's
awesome.
Now, you talk about things like this in your blog?
I think it's not, I had put it on my blog before, and I'll probably throw it out there again.
It's a great idea. You're not under the pressure to get the turkey done.
Mm-mm.
And is it going to be ready when family gets here? Because I know you probably have family coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was the one thing that I wanted to share. But we're going to talk Thanksgiving. I've got some things here that I thought was pretty interesting. I don't even know where to start. There's so many fun things here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a quiz off and on here. So when do you think the first Macy's Thanksgiving parade was held?
1946.
1924.
Really? See, I would have thought that would have been after World War II.
Yeah,
okay.
1924. And they actually had animals from the Central Park Zoo.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Roaring Twenties. There you go.
Yeah. Huh. Do you know where the tradition of wishing on a wishbone originated?
I would say I have no idea.
Yeah. This is kind of like this person passed it to this person. It's kind of like the begats in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
It started way back with the Etruscans. It's an ancient civilization in Italy. And they were really big fans of chickens, and they believed in the chicken's ability to predict the future. So they would leave the wishbone out, and the people would touch the bone, making wishes.
Okay.
From there, it went to the Romans, to the England, into the English, adapted it, and the settlers brought it over. Now that's what we have, is our wishbone.
Very interesting. Isn't that funny how that stuff happens?
Yeah.
We just take it for granted, like it's always been there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
How many feathers do you think an average turkey has?
8,527.
3,500.
Really?
3,000 to 3,500, yeah.
Well, I was not even close.
You're a little off. That's been a real fluffy turkey.
I've been a little off for a long time.
How long do you think the first Thanksgiving lasted?
As far as the whole celebration?
Uh-huh.
I would say 3 days.
You're right. It was 3 days.
Wow.
And there was probably no turkey, but there was probably a lot of venison.
And no Black Friday back then either.
No Black Friday.
Isn't that crazy the way shopping has become just insane?
Yeah.
Now they're opening stores on Thanksgiving Day. And
that's not right for the families,
wow.
I don't think.
Wow.
Anyway, which American president was the first to declare a day of Thanksgiving?
Oh, I would say that would be Woodrow Wilson.
Nope, it was George Washington.
Oh, wow.
But Congress did not make it a national holiday until 1941.
Okay, so just the beginnings of World War II then, at least where America got involved.
Yep,
okay.
That's when it was a national holiday.
Okay.
Some of the other presidents between Washington and them would celebrate it, but not every single one of them got into it like
so,
that one.
But George Washington originally started the whole tradition.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think he was thankful for things and wanted to make sure everybody else paid attention to that.
You're just full of turkey facts.
I know.
And things. You know a lot about this stuff.
Couple more.
Okay, go ahead.
What does a president traditionally do for a turkey? I know sometimes it's kind of hard to determine who's the president and who's the turkey.
I would say the president sets it free.
He pardons it.
Pardons the turkey,
yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not many turkeys. Did you hear Rob Murphy in earlier?
No,
from Africa?
I did not.
He talked about the turkey they had in Africa. And he says, it ain't good over there.
Oh, yeah?
Turkeys just are not good.
Yeah, they're a little stringy and...
Yeah, they should have pardoned that turkey, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I didn't. I guess I did know about the pardoning. I've heard that before.
Okay. And then what does the Black Friday mean and when did it start? Do you know how Black Friday got its name and when did it start?
I think it has to do with retailers going into the black, starting to make money finally after a year of just breaking even or some losing money during the year. So they actually make their money starting that weekend.
Right.
But I don't know when it started. When was that?
It actually started in 1924 after the first parade.
Really?
In the Macy's parade after the Santa Claus parade. And it did come about because by that time they were starting to make a profit. You know, they were in the red up to that point.
See, I would think that was just a modern thing, like maybe from the 90s coming forward.
But
really?
But they did say that in 1960, police in Philadelphia griped about the congested streets, and then they started calling it Black Friday. I think that was another reason they called it.
That's amazing. That just blows me away. I thought that was much more modern than the 20s and 30s.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And then the last fact I have, which I don't know how they figured this out or whatever, but it has to do with Hanukkah. And I don't know a lot of the Jewish religious holidays. I don't have any close Jewish friends. I'm kind of on the outskirts of it. But it's Hanukkah now also on Thanksgiving. And that is Hanukkah will never fall on Thanksgiving again until 79,043 years.
Really?
And I always thought Hanukkah was a set date,
too.
Like around our Christmas time.
Yeah.
But apparently it changes kind of like our Mother's Day or whatever, our Labor Day. It's the such and such after the such and such, but I don't know.
Maybe one of our listeners that's educated on that can call us and let us know. I'd love to learn more about that.
Right. So there'll be Thanksgiving and Hanukkah at the same time this year.
Wow. Unbelievable. And, and it's been how many years since it happened?
Well, I don't know when it happened last, but it will not happen again for 79,043 years. So I don't think we'll be doing this again.
No, you and I will be long gone. What would radio look like at that time, I wonder? Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing to think about. Well, Diane Lowe, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
You're welcome.
Always good to see your smiling face and hear your voice on the radio. And
thanks
again to Mark Hopp Agency for sponsoring the segment. Mark is great. Give him a call. And like you said, he takes care of all your insurance as well,
doesn't
he?
He sure does.
Good guy. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
All right, take care.